came from Commission's attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the quitclaim deed from Blue Green Big Cedar Vacations, LLC, Big Cedar, to Taney County. Has also reviewed the boundary survey identifying locations of legal description attached to the deed. And the deed is sufficient to clear up issues related to road vacates of the portion of Delmer Lane, McQueen Drive, and Estate Drive. And our attorney approves the quitclaim deed as to form.
Mr. Huff, you went over the exhibit describing the roads, and you're in agreement that that's the...
Correct. I am in agreement.
Make a motion we accept the quitclaim deed between Bluegrass, Blue Green, Big Cedar Vacations, LLC, and Taney County. And give our presiding commissioner to sign that deed.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement with Jerry Henning. Have the field dirt agreement signed by Mr. Henning and Mr. Huff. This is between the commission on behalf of Taney County enters into agreement with Mr. Henning regarding the dumping of dirt fill on owner property and the particulars of the agreement. This is for convenience for you all, right?
Correct. It's in an area right now where we're having to do a lot of flood damage repair.
Okay.
We approve it, and you'll just sign that agreement
okay.
for the county. I move to accept the agreement between Jerry Henning and Taney County for the field dirt agreement.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Okay, you?
You're good.
Good morning. I'm Willa Williams, Community Engagement Specialist in 4-H Youth Development, and you have my reaching out report. So the biggest thing that we're getting ready for is the 4-H Youth Livestock Show. So we're raising money for that. The biggest development with that is we've decided we're not going to purchase a tent, so we're just going to hope that it doesn't rain. So, that's a tough thing in June in Taney County. I see you smiling with that. It's a difficult thing, but we've decided with the tents cost for the tents that we're trying to rent, it's a pretty expensive tent, maybe around $1,500, $1,600 to rent for probably about 5 hours that we're going to use that. And we really haven't raised that much money yet. It's a difficult thing to do, you know, when we can spend that money on youth. Mm-hmm. And we would rather spend that money on youth, even if we do raise that amount of money. And plus, we have to raise money for ribbons and T-shirts and everything else that we need for the livestock show. So we're just going to chance it and do what we can. And plus, since we don't have the facilities, we also have to get our panels together and our pins together and everything else. So it's quite an undertaking that we have to do in order to put the livestock show together.
years ago, the county had a barn.
Really?
The city had a barn. Yes, a livestock. And when the fair was, and they could, you know, keep them. But the floods over the years demolished that, and they had to tear it down.
I understand.
Of course, you move the fairground.
Well, we hope to. You know, we did talk to the fair board, and the fair board was positive that we want to be really simple. All we want to build is a livestock pavilion, just a pavilion where they do have the livestock grounds on. And they said, you know, if you raise the money, you can build a livestock pavilion. You know, just a roof for us to have. So once this livestock show is over, we're going to try to raise that money. If you think about how much it costs for us to, if we rented a tent year after year, that would be a good investment. You know, maybe other people can use that pavilion for other things in the community throughout the year, too. And maybe we could use it as well to do, you know, livestock showmanship clinics and everything else throughout the year. So that's something that we would rather spend that money on than renting a tent over and over again. So that's something that we're going to look into and have fundraisers for, but that's just, we're just not going to go with a tent. So we're going to try our best. We've got our pens together and everything else together. We also, George's Hatchery, donated the broiler chicks. I went and picked them up, got all the chicks in my car. And that was really fun. I didn't realize how many feathers were going to be in my car afterwards, but that's okay as well. The kids were really excited. I delivered them to Branson schools and Taneyville schools. We didn't get as many kids that we had available for the chicks. They were going to donate even more chicks to us. But kids probably didn't want broiler chicks. Maybe by next fall we'll have laying chicks, pullets. So we'll try that as well. But so, broiler chicks are meat birds. Okay. So at the end of the 6 weeks, you know, they'll pretty much not be at their farm anymore. They'll have to be processed. So at least with pullet chicks, they can keep them around for a lot longer for eggs.
And these are baby chicks that the children are now taking?
Day-old chicks. Uh-huh. So they were just in the egg before I got them, so they were day-old chicks. I have pictures of them posted on our Facebook page, MU Extension in Taney County. So they got them as day-old chicks. The good thing about the poultry chain contest is it's its own separate class at our livestock show, is they all have the same birds, the same age. They get them all at the same time. So it's pretty an even sort of competition when they go to the show. They get 25 chicks. Chicks, if you go to the store, they're $2.50 a piece. So that's a, you know, that's a pretty good bargain that they get all of these free chicks. So they get 25 chicks, but they only have to bring 4 of them to the show, and they only have to show 3 of them. So all the other chicks, they get to, if they survive, they get to do with them what they want to. And if they're broiler birds, they process them, eat them for dinner.
Be interesting to see how many survive at the time of the fair. And what day,
yes.
What day is their show?
It's June 15th, Saturday evening. And, you know, it's a great learning process because as they go along, they have to keep up with, you know, how much was feed, how much was care, if there's vet bills involved. So they keep up with that, all of their records as well.
Have you ever raised little chicks, Commissioner Schofield?
My mother-in-law has. I've watched them.
Uh-huh. It's an educational process for
quite
them.
Quite a chore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have everyone from Clover Kids, which are 5 to 7-year-olds, all the way up to high school kids, FFA kids over at Branson participating in this.
And they used to deliver the chicks by mail to the Forsyth Post Office, but they don't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
In these huge boxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they still do deliver chicks through mail. You can order them. Cackle Hatchery sends them through mail.
No, really?
But since I'm the 4-H person, I'll go to the hatchery for you and bring them right to your school. So that was a service I did for the kids. They can come there with their own little boxes and pick up their chicks and take them home. So that's what we did. The other unique program that we did is I was talking with Chief Bauer, and he was talking about how difficult it is to get volunteers at the firehouse. And so we talked about a junior firefighter program, and we had an open house. This kind of goes into May, not April, but we had our open house this past Friday for youth, and we're putting together a junior firefighter program. So that's been pretty exciting, working with him and working with youth and putting that together. So we hope to have our first cadet class soon. And also we're a pilot program to do a teen CERT, or community emergency response training team. So we'll be going up next week to Mizzou to work with the Fire Research Training Institute on the Mizzou campus to do that as well.
What age of children does that cover?
Teens.
Teens.
Yes. But we can also work with younger youth, especially with the firefighters. I mean, we can, not especially working with younger youth, because we're really training them to go out and be volunteers for the firefighters. So when we're talking about 14 with the firefighting program, they're going to be certified. So they'll be certified in first aid and CPR, but they're going to wear uniforms. They're going to help the firefighters, not structural fires, but they'll help them with education. They'll be training along with the firefighters. And once they're 18, if they want to join the volunteer fire department, they can do that as well.
I think you answered my question. You said not structural fires, so they...
That's correct.
Okay.
But they can do a lot of things and learn a lot of things. Maybe they don't want to be a firefighter, but they'll be learning so many other things. We have a shortage of health workers in Southwest Missouri. They'll be learning a lot of, health education as well. So there's a lot of emergency response training in that too. Going on to 4-H and nutrition, I have the bike blender. You probably heard me talk about that, Sheila. So it's a bicycle that powers a blender. And I've done a lot of programs with that. I went to Buchanan Elementary with 800 people and survived that with a bicycle that powers a blender, and the kids and the adults love that. I was out at the Master Gardener training. I was out at the firehouse with that as well. This week I'll be at Hollister doing a program with our nutritionists with that. People have really loved that. And I've been able to work along with Barb to do some nutrition training with that. And also I've helped Pam Dutzman with the Farm to School grant, getting some gardening training and curriculum out to them. And the Taneyville School has requested a greenhouse, and I think they'll be able to get a greenhouse through this Farm to School grant as well.
Okay.
So I don't know when that's going to be built, but I know that some of the money has already come in because I've gotten the curriculum for that. So Barb is still out there working and going to schools. Like I said, I'm going to be with her at Hollister. So her summer changes up a little bit. I know that we're planning to go to some of the schools together and do some programs, but she even has some programs together to do a lot more gardening programs, and she always goes to senior centers. And then at the very end, if you've heard of the Money Smart for Small Business, that's been advertised through the Taney County Partnership. That's a program that our business specialist, Sandra Smart-Wanniger, has been doing as well. So it's not in here, but I don't know if you heard about the plant sale that the Master Gardeners did, but I think they raised about $5,000.
Awesome.
Some of that money goes to, of course, a scholarship. So they give a scholarship to a student in Taney County. So that happened as well. If you have any other questions, just let me know. I know I talked a lot about 4-H, but I love that. So anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Agreement for Aggregate Rock, number 19058RB. Let's see, I have a letter from our commission's attorney, May 9th, 2019, for the agreement for aggregate rock, Category 1, load and sealed by supplier. Category 2, load and sealed scaled, I'm sorry, load and scaled by supplier and load and scaled